Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, it's time. It's time to share the top three, the VFN Torch top three today. And we're so excited as we're coming to the end of the extra hour. We'd like to share these as often as we can. But the first one I want to share with you is growing in love. Remember that you can find all of these highlights on the Torch by going to VFNTV.com. But we discussed how, you know, in Galatians 5:13 through 14 speaks about using our freedom not to indulge ourselves in sin, but rather to serve others in love and loving our neighbors as ourselves. I mean, love has really nothing to do with self,
right?
But it has to do with loving other people, right?
That's right. That's the whole plan.
That's the whole plan. Love is a what? It's a verb, right?
That's right. It's this ooey gooey thing.
Right. It means that the highest form of love is our volition. It's a real fancy word just to say our choice. It's a choice. It's our choice. We choose to love. And love needs to be more of our priority in our lives as we grow in our ability to love others. The second one I will share with you is, does misfortune follow some people? And this is really good. In Proverbs, this is a word of wisdom that we shared, moment of wisdom. In Proverbs 13:21 says that misfortune pursues the sinner, but prosperity is the reward of the righteous. And if you've noticed that some people just seem to get all the bad luck, and they say, I just keep bad luck, just keeps happening to me. And it's just one, you get out of one mess, there's another mess. There's another mess. And it's like, okay, what part? Is there a connection to all of this? You know, if you are away from God, things are going to happen.
That's right.
Things are going to happen. We can't be surprised that misfortune is following us, because how could things go well?
Right.
When we are not under the protection and the blessing of the Lord. And God, through his word, you know, has told us that we should not live to, you know, attempt to have a life independent of God. Because if we do, there are consequences. But on the contrast, he'll bless us if we follow the Lord and make Jesus the Lord of our life and do everything he instructs us. So there is a way. The last one we want to share with you as we come to the end is, if you miss your season, you'll miss your harvest. And we talk about this moment of wisdom that a sluggard does not plow in season. So at harvest time, he looks but finds nothing. It's very simple. If you want to make a withdrawal, you got to be able to have made a deposit.
That's right. That's how it works.
And there is a season that's coming. There is a season of harvest. There's a season of blessing. But you know what? The person that's inactive, that's lazy, that's not engaged in the things of God, in the time of harvest, in the time of blessing, in the time of the outpouring, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it because you didn't invest in the things of God. We want to encourage you, invest all you have now so that when the harvest comes, you'll be right there in the middle of it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.